KJC Country, 104.7 FM, Kevin Allen with you. Saturday morning and the season ending yesterday. I hope all the hunters were successful that were out there. But if you were successful, hopefully you showed up at Miners Grove. And I drove by a few times. Looks like a lot of people did. And joining us from Miners Grove there are John and Rachel Bruno. Good morning.
Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Great.
Great. Good one. Yep. You survived the 2 weeks, did you?
We did, yes.
You did. Was it fun?
It was a lot of fun. Really exciting.
Yeah. All right. Now, before we get into the specifics here, how many deer did you get? Did you get quite a few, roughly?
Yeah, we hung 87 deer over the 2 weeks. Yep.
Yeah, it was a good season. There's no doubt about that. 87 deer, and you've got winners for each of those categories, right?
Yes, we do.
You had a bunch of categories there. Where do you want to start? Rachel, go ahead and get us started here.
All right. For the first buck on the pole, we had Michael Nelke from Tawa City. He won the Mr. Heater. Compliments a muffler man.
Very good.
Second buck on the pole was Mike Addison. He was out of New Baltimore, and he won a $50 gift certificate to Clean House Market.
Ah, nice.
First buck by a woman went to Yvonne Babe of East Tawas, with winning a $50 gift certificate to Ed Friel's Market.
Most unusual went to Larry Beck, and he was out of Oscoda, and he won a $50 gift certificate to Zubek Motors.
All right, very good.
Nicest 6 point went to Dean Macon from Utica, Michigan. He won a $50 gift certificate to Barnacle Bills.
Awesome.
Most points, $100 gift certificate to Tawas Bay Marine and Cycle. He went to Robert Krasinski out of Taylor.
All right.
The widest rack, we have Shelly Jack of Makedo winning a $50 gift certificate to Johnson Auto.
All right.
Largest rack spread in points, $100 gift certificate to Tawas Hardware. Went to Josh Hager, and he was out of Tawas City.
Very good.
Heaviest buck went to Ron Quinkert of National City, winning a custom log rack, compliments of Weyon Carpet and Furniture.
Very good. All right.
Lightest buck, Trevor Lafayette out of Tawas City, lunch for four, compliments of the Buckhorn Inn.
Okay.
Smallest buck by female went to Kayla Quarters, winning a $50 gift certificate to Mooney's Men Franklin.
All right.
The largest buck by female went to Kim Dowdate out of Garden City, and she won a $50 gift certificate to Dean Arbor Ford and a $50 gift certificate to Dean Arbor Chevy.
Nice.
Oldest hunter goes to George Smith of East Tawas, getting him a $50 gift certificate to Neiman's Family Market.
All right.
Youngest hunter went to Ryder Mahoski.
Mahoski.
Okay.
$50 gift certificate to G's Pizza.
All right.
Largest buck from the youngest hunter went to Jaden Stapinski of Warren, Michigan. He won a $100 gift certificate to the M65 Bait Shop and a $375 mount, compliments of Bone Man Taxidermy.
Nice.
And largest buck by weight spread and points went to Toby Suttle. And he got a Dart and Terminator crossbow package, compliments of Dart and Archery, and a $50 gift certificate to Mr. Jacks.
Excellent.
Second place, largest by weight spread and points, went to Ashley Travis of Makedo, and she won a trail cam from Tawas Bay Dry Cleaners and a $75 gift certificate to Bone Man Taxidermy.
Very nice. All right.
Is that it?
That was it. Wow. All right. Fantastic. So congratulations to all of our successful hunters. And now a couple more things to do before we wrap things up for the season, right?
Yes, we do. Yes.
All right. What do we got to do next?
Well, we want to do the drawing for our guns here that we give away here from Miners Grove.
Okay.
Will you do the honors,
guys? I will do the honors, yes.
All right.
Now, which is the first one we're doing here?
So this one, let's do the entry, the youth.
Okay.
Up to ages 18. We're giving away a Ruger 10/22 long rifle. And we're going to pick this out right now.
All right. And I'll let you read it.
This goes to Jaden Stapinski of Warren, Michigan.
Very nice. All right. You got the Ruger 10/22. All right. Now this one is for?
This is for age 19 and up, and we're giving away a Ruger American 17 HMR.
Very nice. And these are compliments of you guys, right?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Very nice. All right.
And the winner is Robert Krasinski out of Taylor.
Very good. All right. So congratulations to them, and congratulations to all the hunters, and congratulations to you two for making it through. Fun event, so we'll look forward to next year.
Thanks. Yep. Yes. Is it okay if we thank a few people?
You go right ahead and thank as many people as you need.
Well, first of all, we would like to thank you, Kevin and Carol Broadcasting, for having us on and covering this awesome, fun, exciting event.
Glad to do it.
We appreciate all our sponsors here. We just can't thank you enough for everyone, for everything that you've donated. Dart and Archery, Ted, we thank you for that awesome crossbow package given out. We thank our community for coming out and supporting us and checking out all the awesome bucks on the pole. And we thank the hunters for bringing those to us, because we wouldn't have anything if they didn't bring them out.
That's for sure.
We had Project Graduation and Girl Scouts and the hockey team all out there bringing out baked goods and everything, selling. That made it just so much excitement in the air, and that was just a lot of fun. And we also want to thank Mike Stonehouse for just keeping this tradition going by passing the torch to us and just showing us the ropes and everything, and it was just a lot of fun, and we thank you. Thank you to everyone.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you to John and Rachel Bruno, and we'll look forward to hopefully doing it again next year with you guys.
Yes, absolutely.
Yep, looking forward
to it. Now, what do you got planned for the holiday season? What can they come on over? I'm sure you guys still are stocked full over there at Miner's Grove.
Oh, yeah. Yep, plenty of beer, plenty of wine, liquor, pop, chips. We got everything.
Excellent.
We got some dairy, and we're decorating the store right now. We've already got a lot of compliments. We got some decorations up, and there's more to come. And so we just look forward to seeing everybody come out, all their smiling faces.
Awesome. From Miner's Grove, home of the Buck Pole for the last 2 weeks, John and Rachel Bruno, thanks for joining us, and a happy holidays to you guys.
You as well.
Too,
thanks,
Kevin.